Simply Done, the podcast network.
Pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's Simply Don, the podcast. Hello, everybody. It's me. It's Don, your old pal. Of course, I'm here with the very lovely and the very beautiful in her casual costume, Mary Jane. Hello, Mary Jane.
Hello, just fine, thank you. How are you?
How are you? Okay.
I won this round.
Yes, you did.
Thank you.
Are you keeping track?
Nope.
Interesting. Well, we have a gigantic show today. We went over and we recorded another podcast with myself, with Mole, and Perry. So we like to call these Big Three podcasts. And we did that over at the world-famous Comedy Store Bar and Grill and Bait Shop in the Comedy Store podcast room in their basement.
Yes, and the promo is super exciting. If you haven't seen it yet, you need to check it out.
Do you?
Yes. Quite controversial.
Why is it controversial?
Well, Perry made some bold statements.
Well, he always does make bold statements. And instead of wasting any more time, why don't we get right to it right now?
Take it away!
Hey, what's happening? Hey, listen. Bow.
Hey, Master, how you doing, bud?
Bow.
All right. Up, should I lay the boards over
Lime
there?
Lime right here. Lime right here. Bow. Thanks, Don, Mary Jane. We're here in the basement of the world.
No, thank
famous.
You, Dan and Mary Jane.
Well, Mary Jane's already there. Oh. We are here in the basement of the world famous Comedy Store in their podcast room. And right now, I'm here with my good buddy, presidential candidate, Walter Mole-Molninsky.
Hello, Americans.
And also another presidential candidate. Here he is, Scary Perry F. Caravello.
Hello, fellow Americans.
Now,
oh, good one.
At the start of the show, sometimes you've got to get something out right away. And today we've got to do something very important.
What happens?
What happens? Okay.
I have some demands.
Okay, well, wait a minute. We got to get this first.
Did you kidnap somebody?
This was sent to me, and I was told if it wasn't read at the top of the show, there's going to be problems.
We forgot one thing, though.
What?
You said, I'm Dan. I'm joined by, well,
but I kind of did.
And together we are.
Okay. My name is Don. I am with Mole, and this is Perry. Together we are the Big Three. All right. Now, I got to get this because the first thing we got to get to. Very first thing, we got to get to things, and I know that you can wait for this, right?
Speak. Right. You're first. You're the master.
But what about Scaremaster's demands?
We'll get to those
after.
That's
next.
Okay. This is attention, Big Three. I understand the three of you are having podcasts that will be coming out the first Sunday of March. I believe that is the first. Now, I've spoken to you before, but I want to make sure everyone is on the same page with this. My patients are running out with your mistreatment of my friend, Mr. Caravello. Maybe we should go over the rules again.
Good.
So there is no mistaking the way that I want you to treat Mr. Caravello. Rules.
Thank you.
No touching of any kind. When greeting each other,
correct.
Bows only.
Yeah.
Correct.
Bowing. Yep. How do we bow, though? Like who?
Like a Chinaman.
Okay. I just want to bow.
No blowing any kind of smoke into Perry's face.
Cigarette smoke, pot smoke, any
how about
of that
vapes?
Stuff.
Vape is cool.
That's
vape
like
cool.
Cigarette.
Vape is no, but
that's
vape,
like
vape, can't,
those
no.
Not. That's poison. That's poison. That's fucking poison.
Poison.
Poison. Vape is not.
Vaping
poison.
Is
some
poison.
Of them are,
that girl
why
is poison.
It? Why is it that that's why
the
is
band
this?
Poison with CeCe DeVille is poison? Let me read on.
It's driving me.
Shut up. Shut up.
That
shut up!
Is, that girl is me. Poison.
Yeah. ahead, Don.
Now, no mention of the 1992 matter. That was a long time ago.
Exactly.
2020, and it's time to move forward.
What
Thank
happened
you.
Then?
I like this. I like this so far.
That's when Perry did the thing with...
92? It's yeah, so long ago.
The casting agent?
Oh, when he took a lover.
Yes. And do and not are all no. capitalized. All of it is capitalized. Do not disrespect his religion in any way. And I think what he's talking about.
Yes, thank
we
you.
We mispronounced the word
Oh, yeah,
Javajo.
Like sometimes I'll say Javajo by accident because of my stutter.
I forgot.
Excuse me?
It only comes out when I don't sing. Like Mel Tillis.
Okay, continuing on. Say nothing negative about his hairstylist, Sheila Falcone.
Exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what she does to his hair. She can mess it up.
What happened to your hair? The last time you were here, it was beautiful. It now it looks kind of screwy. What happened?
Did Sheila
comb it?
Get
I haven't. I haven't seen Sheila's from since she did my hair the last time. She hasn't.
Skinner, right. So how much do you think you've saved over the years in hair product when you have the natural grease?
What are you talking about?
Your natural body grease that comes up through your pores and your face and your head.
So you don't
I
have
don't
to...
know.
All right, continuing on. Sign Perry's boards or any other fucking thing he needs you to do.
Whoa.
Then it says, do what you're told to do or there will
yes,
be problems.
I like this.
Sal the Nose Tattaglia.
Whoa.
Yes. Excellent. Excellent.
You like that?
Whoa. Excellent.
Whoa. All right.
That sounded
now...
like a it sounded like a veiled threat without the veil.
It sounds like a threat.
Now I have my demands.
No, hold on. We've got one bit that was a big favorite on the show for many, many years. Everybody liked it. It's called 60 Seconds with Perry. Go!
60 Seconds with Perry?
Yeah.
Well, I've got a new...
Demands?
I thought you had demands.
I've got demands.
What are the demands?
One is my new cameo.
You've already done 10 seconds. You're already into your like second 20, 10 seconds of your minute.
Oh, forgive me. No disrespecting of Jehovah God's name.
Yeah, that's what I said.
What is his name?
Jehovah God.
God.
That's two,
Jehovah,
names, two names.
Jehovah is his name.
And
God
is his last name.
Is
there,
the title.
Is there
so
a hyphen
one
between
of the, God
the two?
Family? Jehovah's his first
no,
name?
No, I think there's a hyphen between. Like Jehovah God. Like Marianne.
Jehovah.
Like Dan Barney. Jehovah God.
No, because I don't have a... A hyphen in there. I think there's a hyphen between.
Stop.
Jehovah
look.
And God.
Look.
And all
look,
the letters in God are capitalized, correct?
And everybody in the God family.
Look.
I don't.
This
think
is
God
your
is
last,
last
fucking
name.
Chance.
Well, just explain
the both
it
of
to
you.
Him. Explain it to him. I was
the both of you.
No.
What this
you,
is.
What did I do?
Look. Time out. Time out.
Just.
I had a
question.
Witness come up to me at the Kingdom Hall the other day, kind of commending me, saying that his son was listening to the podcast. And that I corrected you about saying Javajo instead of Jehovah God. And
what did
I,
he say?
He said that he commended me for correcting you over that.
So, like, if I say, hey, how's your Javajo God? You can say, excuse me, Don, it is Jehovah God.
Stop saying Javajo, you demon.
I'm not a demon because
well,
I mispronounced
you're,
something.
You're,
oh, so if a guy has a stutter or something like that, can't pronounce things correctly?
Yeah, you're not stuttering. You're not stuttering. You're not screwing around. You've been doing this to me for years.
Stop! That was 60 seconds with Perry, and I think he got a little extra time on that, to be
You've
honest.
Been doing this to me for years.
What did he do to you?
Disrespecting.
Hold everything. If I may say something, I have felt from day one, and you know I have said this to you, sometimes people that... are having a hard time in life,
mm-hmm.
hard time doing anything with
True.
Their life in a positive
True.
Way, the best place to go is God because yep. they will put you in their little corner. They will tell you what to do, yep. and they will make things all right.
Yeah.
And I think this was perfect for you because you were kind of running aimlessly.
And you needed to follow somebody on a leash,
right.
and they're great with that.
Exactly.
That will end the show.
Why will that end the show?
Because you're disrespecting... my beliefs. You're disrespecting
my beliefs.
What are your beliefs?
Oh, I believe a lot of things. I believe Jababahos.
You have
dogs.
No beliefs, you
I believe,
demon.
They follow each other around. I believe they drink holy water out of balls. I believe a lot of things.
You're nothing more than a drug addict.
Okay. Oh, see, that's disrespectful.
See, that is disrespectful.
So why was that not disrespectful?
You know what you should do, and I think that what happened before.
How was your name calling not disrespectful?
One of
see,
your
my
brothers.
My campaign is not about name calling, ladies and gentlemen. My campaign is about elevating. Not bringing down. No, no. Ladies and gentlemen, there'll be no name.
Hey, what about your mole cola poisoning and killing people?
That's disrespectful.
That's what you did.
How do you
know? That's what you did. Because two people were fucking killed when that shit first came out.
You don't have any articles.
It was in the newspaper.
How do you know you're not making it up?
It was in the newspaper.
Why did you get the newspaper?
Which paper?
L.A. Times?
When?
When it first happened, this was like two or three years ago.
What you have to do is you have to bring that stuff in to prove it, because right now it's just calling.
I did bring it in. I did bring it in.
I know what happened with the LA Times thing. That was Scoop Henderson. Yeah.
I did bring it in when it first happened.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I've always said the LA Times is fake news.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't believe what the LA...
You know.
Did you...
You always kill kids with your board games and your fake cola.
You know what? You know how many kids there are out there, first off? Secondly, I don't always kill them.
Not always. That is true. Not always.
What about your board game? Are you still killing people?
Mole play the board game?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we shipped most of those to the third world, so I don't really hear much about it.
All right, what I'd like to do... Is, you know...
It's disgusting.
Okay.
Why is that disgusting?
Right now, it is time once again for another Cookie Caravello update. Now, if you're not familiar with Cookie Caravello, that is Perry's father. Cookie
was
a cook in the Navy.
He
had tours of duty in both World War II and the Korean Conflict. Cookie was also a leader
correct.
In the fight for Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy.
No, he wasn't.
February 6th, doctors felt that there was no hope, and they pulled
don't
the
ask,
plug.
Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Perry,
is
Cookie Caramello still with us?
Dead for years. He died on 12/12/12, you moron.
Okay, then.
And let me ask you this. Did he die from mole cola? No. Did he die from eating a candy?
He died from being old. He died from old age.
No.
He died from old age, okay?
I'm wondering this. Is there a possibility he died because of the infection that the eyes he got from you were infected
and
eventually led to his death?
What?
Didn't you give him eyes?
I didn't give him any eyes.
Didn't you pay for his eyes?
I thought you had eyes at Costco.
You told us a long time ago that you spent some of your money.
Yeah, I spent money on helping him out with his eyes.
And what was that about?
There was some surgery that he had to have done.
And is there a possibility?
He's dead, and there's nothing more to say about it.
But his eyes are still alive.
He's dead, meaning his eyes are dead with him.
I don't know.
You guys are fucking nuts.
Sure. Yeah, it's when you start making claims like that.
What if we could get his eyes and bring him back to life?
I know this. I plan on seeing him in Jehovah's New System.
How do you know he's up there? Was he a Jehovah Witness?
No, he'll be resurrected in the new system with every other dead body.
So everybody goes up there.
Everybody will be resurrected on Earth. Right here where we're standing.
In the podcast studio? I'm sorry, podcast studio?
I question you on this. At one point... Let me ask you this about that, and then you can respond. At one point, you used to get in our faces all the time, and you were telling us there's no place for us in heaven if we didn't believe in Jehovah God.
I never said there's no place for you in heaven.
Yes,
so there is a place for us?
So we don't have to do anything. We're just going to heaven. All right.
Yes. You think we'll have a pool party there?
Yeah.
Hey, let's have a pool party at your apartment in heaven.
You're not having any fucking party at my apartment ever again.
In heaven.
On Earth and in heaven.
Ever again.
What about in heaven?
On Earth and in heaven?
Not in this system or any other system. You're going to have a party at my house.
Wait a second.
There's no parties at my place.
In heaven?
Well, we're not in heaven. We're on earth.
But when we're in heaven, we'll have a
We're not going to be in heaven.
Why not? What'd you do? What did I do? What did Dan do?
Because we're not going to heaven. Only 144,000 go to heaven.
But you just said everybody goes there.
I didn't say everybody goes. No. Wrong.
Everybody resurrected. You said. Didn't you just say that just moments ago?
I said when you get resurrected, I said everybody that died from Noah's day forward will be resurrected on earth.
Okay.
On earth.
Except for the 144,000.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think there are more people alive today than have died over history?
Interesting question. I'll let you take that question.
Do I think there's more people alive today than have died in history? Well, there's a lot of people that are alive today that are not going to live into the new system because of their evil beliefs and their evil doings.
Okay. I just thought about something, and we've never done this before, but I feel a little bad because you said, was it an elder or just a brother over at the Javo Hall?
Well, what happened? Excuse me? What happened? What happened again? Did it happen again? Did it happen again?
What?
Him with the guys?
No. I wanted to ask you something. When they approached you and they said they heard the podcast.
At the Kingdom Hall.
Right. Did they like it?
The brother that approached me said that his son was listening to the hall, and he commended me for correcting you about not
knowing stuff about the religion.
He commended me because you said Javaho, and I corrected you over that.
It's Javaho.
It's Jehovah God.
You're the one who just said it's Javaho.
Yeah, you did. All right, and now for the first time ever, here is a Javaho Minute with the Scare Master.
That show's over. No, you just end. You fucking ended the show.
What did I say?
You fucking ended the show.
How did I do that?
Because you fucking did it again.
What did I do?
You said Javaho.
And you know what you do? Here's how you do it. Say Javaho to me, and how do you pronounce it correctly?
Jehovah God.
Okay, say it to me. Say, you said Javaho.
You can see where they get screwed up, Scare Master.
Okay, just say something about Javaho.
It's a hard word, man.
I'll pretend I'm you.
I'm only saying Jehovah God's name.
Just say Javaho, just so I can correct you.
Just so you can correct me?
Right. I'll pretend I'm you.
Like you
pretend
think you're
me
and I'm you?
Yeah, exactly.
Javaho.
Excuse me, Don. It's not Javaho. It's Jehovah Witness.
That's
and
correct.
Thank you very much for giving me a minute to talk about Jehovah God.
Now, here with the Javaho Minute, this is Scary Perry.
If you want to see your dead relatives and dead celebrities and your dead friends and your dead...
Head every, on down. All your,
look, become a Jehovah's Witness.
Celebrity
go to a Kingdom Hall meeting to the Kingdom Hall that's...
What dead celebrities will we be seeing?
Everybody.
Name one person.
Bob Hope.
Bob Hope was a
Bob Hope,
like?
Gene Autry.
That you had.
Okay. Who else?
Lucille Ball.
Whoa, she's gonna be mad at you for emptying her pool out. Who else?
What?
What
the
is it
time
just, is it
that
just...
you took her pool? You took all the water out of it, and you went skateboarding.
Like but I'm gonna, asking you, like is heaven just Bob Hope and Lucille Ball? Because it sounds
no.
A
it's I'm just saying it, two names. I just mentioned two names.
Who else?
You got to give us more than that.
Marlon Brando will be back. Wow. Everybody will be back.
All these guys were Jehovah Witnesses.
All your family members that have passed away.
My family members said that.
Your family.
I'm going to tell you this. I know why
every
they.
Every member of your family
on,
that is dead will be resurrected.
Okay, but if I may throw something at you. My entire family, when we would sit around during the holidays, we would talk about like different religions. And it always, when Jehovah Witnesses came up. Yeah, I remember Grandpa Fitzgerald always say, that's a religion of crackpots.
So yeah, I was never allowed to mess around with it because of the way they protected all the sexual predators and the high-ranking elders who were abusing the members. And they had people...
Excuse me?
Yeah,
it's a fact. It's
it was
fact.
In the L.A.
Look
Times.
Up. Look it up. Yeah.
It's a huge church scandal. It's a huge church scandal. They've been molesting
and what's going on with the what's going on with the Catholic Church these days? It's
what?
Even worse.
I'm Catholic. What's going on with the Catholic?
They're rapists way more than you could ever imagine. Way worse than...
Wait, who's the biggest rapist?
The Catholic Church
and
is
then,
more rapist.
And then Javaho after them.
Just try to...
Don't ever say that to me again.
Don't ever say that
don't
to me
Don't say after them?
pronounce God's name correctly, or the show will be over.
What's he gonna do about it?
It's what I'm gonna do.
Why
about
don't you
it?
Let God stick up for himself?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. You know, I'm gonna listen to what the nose said, but I'll tell you something.
I'll listen to the word of God, but not the word of God coming from a man like you, ladies and gentlemen. In my America, you will not have religion crammed down your throat, nor will you be subject to sexual predators from Scaremaster's church.
If I have to live in your presidency, your presidency will be over in seconds.
What do you mean?
Nobody will go for your presidency. You know,
that's not nice to say.
What do you mean? I'm polling really well.
He has.
You're polling really well?
Poland.
We'll go back to Polish. Poland.
Oh, you set him up perfectly.
Come on, Scaremaster. Give me one.
Give him five.
Come on, dude.
You can give
him
five.
You
can give
him five. There we go.
All right. I want to read this letter. We got another letter besides from the nose. Dear Big Three, I have to say it is wonderful to hear the three of you back together again. But for some reason, the Blobmaster never seems happy to hear from me. So I'll make this letter very brief.
Okay. I know who's this?
Okay, can I read?
Go ahead.
I know that on the last podcast, Mr. Lowlife presented Don with a warm gift of a Detroit Lions popcorn tin.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. And can I
was that
just,
the last podcast or the one before?
Can I just pat you on the shoulder?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. That was very nice of you.
But he removed the...
He claimed that he purchased his gift, but I found out that someone had sent it to him, and he just re-gifted it. To claim that he was giving him.
No, Scaremaster said he bought that for you. He said he went to the popcorn store and he got the good organic stuff.
Where'd you get it from?
Yeah, it was sent to me.
Okay, so you lied to me.
Isn't lying against your religion, Scaremaster? God doesn't care, though.
All right, let me read on. I have noticed that the show on February.
I was trying to be a nice guy.
By lying?
By giving it to him.
Oh, just giving it,
it was a Detroit Lions can.
It doesn't have to be wrapped in deceit.
And, right. And that's what it was wrapped in, because now that popcorn is going to have terrible taste to it.
What?
Because I'll taste the deceit and not the caramel. I've noticed that
you don't know anything about popcorn.
Please,
go ahead and finish reading.
I have noticed that the show on February 10th, or what I like to call the Big Three Monday, there was some real temperamental and entanglements, and most of it came from Dolt Boy. I'd really like to hear his reasoning on why he lost his mind, first with William Montgomery during the Kill Tony podcast, and then on with Louis Mosier, just a political fan, just asking a question during the debate.
The guy that attacked me?
That's Louis Mosier. He's a conservative writer from the high desert.
That guy's a fucking nut job.
He didn't come all the way from the high desert to be lied to. That's what I remember him saying.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about or what you're talking
about. What? First of all, the William Montgomery thing. What happened there? The guy that killed Tony. The guy with the red beard.
He's an asshole.
That's all you have to
say? He liked you.
Talk into the mic?
What?
Can you talk into the mic? You're on a podcast.
Yeah, I know.
So what happened there? Why were you screaming at him?
Because he was an asshole. He was treating me like shit.
You think so?
What did he do?
I don't remember exactly, but I didn't like what...
When he came towards you, you seemed like you were almost cowering behind like the table so he couldn't hit you. Were you afraid of him?
I don't even... Look, I am not getting into a physical fight.
That seems fair. What about Louis Mosier, though? He was just asking a question about politics, and you were taking questions.
He's a nut job. He was crazy.
Well, crazy like a fox.
Maybe.
Is that the one that attacked me and threw me on the ground?
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't need to hear anything from me.
Well, he should apologize.
He needs to apologize.
Maybe you should apologize.
Apologize for what?
For lying to him. He came all the way from the high desert.
I didn't do a fucking thing. He ran from the back of the room to the front of the room.
But he didn't come from the high desert to be lied to.
Oh, you have to admit that.
All right, I'm going to read on. The Mole Perry debate was the first Big Three event I've been to in quite a while where I attended it. First thing I noticed was how
he was there.
That's what it's saying here. First thing I noticed was how beautiful Don's eyes are in person. When Don and Mo were standing next to each other on stage, I felt that I was at the Fashion Week in New York.
Oh, that's nice.
And what happened to Perry? Has he completely given up? Have you completely given up?
I don't know.
I haven't seen any dick pics from Perry lately from the Javajo degenerate, but he did ask for, oh, no, the phone number of the daughter of one of the Javajo brothers. She was in her early 20s, and the entire Javajo nation came down pretty hard on him.
Excuse me?
That baffled Perry. Why would they treat him that way? Did you ask some young girl at Kingdom Hall for her phone number?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm asking you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You never asked
some girl. No, I don't.
And the Javajo nation didn't come down on you.
Jehovah's Witnesses.
Jehovah Nation. Jehovah Witnesses.
There's not nation. No.
They got a little upset, though.
I don't know who you're.
You didn't ask any young girl for her phone number. You didn't get in trouble.
Here we get into the, here we go.
It's possible.
Oh, there we
it's possible.
What happened there?
I don't remember.
Did she look like Shannon Doherty?
She looked
no,
good.
I don't know.
Did you pull her over on the 5 and try to kiss her?
None of your fucking business.
Okay, well, it's not. The guy's reading the letter.
Yeah, okay, let me finish it. The takeaway moment from the Big 3 Monday was when the fans would ask Don and Mole for photos. They seemed to be glad to accommodate everybody. Perry, on the other hand, charged people $10 a shot, and he would stand there like a dull statue that never smiled. I guess you can't blame him. The fans only paid $200 a ticket, not to mention travel costs and lodging. So this Italian nitwit had to squeeze every penny he could out of these saps. Your fan can
and I have no and I never got paid for it. So
okay, I think you did. Talk to your publicist.
I need the funds.
Okay, your publicist has them. You owe a lot of rent. Your fan, computer hacker,
funds.
And former business associate Hugh A. Craig III, editor in chief of Perry Leaks. P.S. Oh, by the way, keep in mind Perry has never denied being gay, though. Okay.
I have never and never will be gay.
Well, then just
so you can tell that queen,
Hugh A.
Craig III, that he's gay. I've never been gay, never will be gay, and whatever he's trying to say that I've done, again, it's none of his business.
Well, as a presidential candidate, don't your personal kind of.
My private affairs. My private.
American public should know about my little sexual picadillos with 20-year-olds at the Javajos.
Yeah, that's going to be something.
Look,
that's come
what
up
I
again.
Do at the Kingdom Hall is my business.
No, but you know what?
Hold on. What do you do at the Kingdom Hall?
What do you do?
It's none of your business. I go in for the talk. I go in for the Watchtower on Sundays. Answer questions.
Yeah.
You know
what kind of questions?
You rascal! You.
What I do at the Kingdom Place is my.
Now, what do you want done with these? Can I see one of these? Boards?
I need you to sign them again.
We already signed this one.
Right. No. Look, motherfuckers.
Do you have pens?
Yes, I do.
Let's wait. Let's just.
Oh, wait a
let's
minute.
Wait. Let's wait.
Okay.
Let's do that last.
Sign them right now.
No, we're not going to sign them. Because
you're going to get it done, then you're going to leave.
Yeah. Oh, here, you got to organize these because they're going to fall again.
Yeah, well, you keep.
Right, I'm just trying
careful,
to get this.
Careful,
put
careful,
this
careful.
Up there. Be very careful.
We'll sign them, Scaremaster.
We'll sign them up later.
Okay. What do you got? Are those mints? Are those Fisherman's Helpers?
They're empty.
Do you have mints for everybody?
No,
can I get some? Can
they're
some?
Empty. Wow. They're empty.
Why do you still have them in your thing if they're empty? For your weed?
I thought you didn't smoke weed.
I don't smoke
Why do you have an empty Altoids thing in your...
God fucking damn you, you son of a bitch!
Mary, don't... Okay, sit down. Sit down. Sit down.
Fuck!
I can't hear... Couldn't hear you. Sit down, please. Don't... We never take the top.
Don't... No. Push him off again.
Just trying.
Got no fucking respect.
Who doesn't?
You.
How do you know me? Is that a phone call coming through? Can you please send that phone call through, please?
Knock, knock. Who wants to see my pet rock? Guess whom's?
Mr. Adams.
Mr. Adams, hey.
I knew that was going to be you.
Gentlemen, I hear the debate went gangbusters. How do you all feel about it? Tell me. Highlights.
I think we answered America's questions. Skimash and I.
Well, I have some questions. I still have some questions. May I ask?
Yes.
Petty.
Yes.
Have you considered possibly joining Mole's ticket as Maybe a VP.
You mean my vice president?
Listen, it's just a thought. This is just a thought. We're spitballing here. But just think about the bumper stickers. Mole and the mentally handicapped Italian guy. It checks all the boxes.
Why would I be his vice president when I'm going against Mole?
Betty, listen, we're having some fun. May I please listen. I believe for your campaign to advance, you need to maybe think about losing the whole Make America Straight Again thing. Nobody wants to be straight these days.
Look, make America straight again because all you homos need to go to prison.
You may be confusing the kinds of straight.
Sorry.
I agree. I want to make America baked again. Forget straight. That's for straights.
Yes, Walt. Yes.
Mr. Adams, was there anything else you wanted to say? We got a big show today, please.
Well, yes, there is, Mr. Barnes. If I may. I was watching the debate, and I saw young Tom Brennan eating a DRP lollipop on stage at the debate. It got me to thinking. Listen. Yes, I am now with another, and Tom is in my rear view, just where I like him. But I don't believe people really knew the whole story of what happened betwixt us. The whole story, both of our sides.
Yeah, what
it doesn't need to be talked about.
But no one really knows what happened.
Well, what I'm suggesting is, before we can move on, we need to remember the past.
We don't need to remember the past, you fucking faggot.
Let him talk.
Stop talking about it.
How's about this? I'm suggesting a recap of my relation with Tommy. Now that it's over, the fans deserve to know what and whom went down in song.
A song.
You're fucking disgusting.
But listen, as I said, I need both sides of this song, all right? I need both sides of the story. So if it's all right, I'd like to get Perry's manager, Tommy, on the line. Would that be all right?
Sure, yeah.
If you can call him.
Please, let's be professional. Just for a moment, please. Hold on. I'll ring him up. Just a moment.
Hello?
Tommy, don't hang up. It's Johnny.
It's Quincy on the show.
I'm live on the podcast. Can you believe it?
Oh, hi, everyone.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
So what's going on?
Perry, please, let me deal with this.
Yes.
John, we are over. What do you want?
Well, I'll tell you what I want, Tom. I want to share with the fans once and for all what happened with us. After you signed Perry and I met with you in New York and all things sort of went haywire. Do you have a moment? Did they catch you at a nice time, Tom?
All right. You know what? Sure. Let's do this. Let's get this over with.
Wonderful. That is great. Listen, I've sent some lines over for you to help out, Walter, all right?
Oh, yeah, I got those. I didn't know what they were.
All right. Let's begin because really, when it comes to songs about going all the way, there's only one that can tell the true story.
Oh, I know this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here we go. I think I know this one. Well, I remember every little thing as if it happened only yesteryear. I flew to New York to take Tom Brennan out for a fight. He had just signed Perry Calavelli to his talent agency. And Walter and Mr. Barnes, they were wishing he signed them that night.
It's true, he did.
So we had some big pies and it was time for a treat. Something narcotic, something sweet. Then I handed Tom Brennan a date rape pop. He took one lick and went kaplop. That's right, DRPs. Now Tom on his knees.
You're disgusting, you despicable evil bastard.
Oh, Tom's cold and stony when he's drugged. Upright. I can rape Tom Brennan by the dashboard light.
Now you need to go to prison, Brennan.
No doubt about it, I was hashtag blessed. Cause Tom could barely speak his name and he was barely dressed. Yes. Ain't no doubt about it. Tommy, I'ma make you shout it. There ain't no doubt about it, I was hashtag blessed. Cause Tom was barely still alive and he was barely dressed. Oh, it's true. Here we go. Let's get rocking.
Disgusting.
Tommy, don't you scream so loud. I better turn up the radio. I've been waiting all day to play a stick things in your butt. Because I've never seen a guy who can keister an entire bowling pin.
Keister an entire bowling pin.
So open up your thighs. I've got a horrendous surprise. This won't feel all right. Yeah, I want to make your motor run.
That's freaking sick. What a bowling pin.
We played backdoor food stand and started with a grape.
A grape.
And worked our way up to pineapple grape.
Pineapple grape.
And Tom's screaming because the pineapple's in the wrong way. He still kept drinking pina colada to this day. It was sweet. It was grand. Would I shove into him with both hands? Everybody now.
Oh, he's told his story when he's drunk and right. I can rape Tommy B by the dashboard light.
Oh, Tom's cold and stony when he's drugged up right.
Oh, he hit that note.
He's good.
When he's drugged up right, raping Tom by the dashboard light.
I do whatever I please. Mother Nature would surely protest. There ain't no doubt about it. I was hashtag blessed. Cause Tom was barely a human anymore, and he was barely. We're gonna rape all the way tonight, we're gonna rape all the way tonight, tonight. We're gonna rape all the way tonight, we're gonna rape all the way tonight, tonight. We're gonna rape all the way tonight, we're gonna rape all the way tonight, tonight. We're gonna rape all the way tonight, we're gonna rape all the way. Take it, Mel!
Okay, we got a real pressure cooker going on here. Tom's passed out, nobody's around. Quincy is raping him with a baseball bat. Ha, red bat, blue bat, Quincy. Ha. Okay, there's the windup. And there it is, a line shot up his middle. Tom got some wood on that one with the Louisville Slugger in his tushy. It's a hit. And look at him go. He's not letting it up at all. He's trying to get away. Oh, no. Head first into a wall, and he's out. Oh, no, wait. He's safe. Safe, but brain damage. Okay, Tom's gathering himself. He looks at the door of the sex dungeon. Can he make it out? He needs a weapon. Holy cow, a stolen base. Tom picks up the stolen base. Quincy pulls out his catcher's mitt, almost daring Tom to try to hit him with the base. Tom lifts the base above his head. Quincy's playing with his nipple ring. Here we go. Here's the play. It's the play. It's going to be close. What's going to happen? Let's find out. Here we go. It's happening right now.
Stop right there. I've got something to say right now. Before this goes any further, yes, he raped me. Yes, he raped me forever. Yes, he drugged me. But then he kissed me and hugged me. Did it make me feel special for the first time in my life? Like I could maybe be happy being John's wife? Yes, he raped me. And then we talked about things. Yes, he raped me. Like the fashions this spring. Yes, we shared so much more than near constant rape. We talked about opening a B&B out on the Cape. Yes, he raped me. Now I'm asking you, John, will you rape me and not forsake me? Will you rape me forever?
Well, Tom, have a DRP. Tommy, have a DRP.
Whoa.
Have a DRP and I'll give you an answer in the morning. All right, have a DRP. Tommy, have a DRP.
Tommy,
have a DRP and I'll give you an answer in the morning. Oh, yes. Have a DRP. Tommy, have a DRP. I'll give you an answer in the morning.
I gotta know right now, will you rape me? Will you rape me forever? Will you abuse me? Will you never lose me? Will you drug and attack me for the rest of my life? Will you burn up my skin with a hot butter knife? I gotta know right now, before this goes any further, will you rape me? Will you rape me forever? So what's it going to be, John? Come on, I can wait all podcast. What's it going to be, John? Yes, yes, or no?
Have a DRP, Tom. Tommy, have a DRP. I'm so frazzled. Have a DRP. I'll give you an answer in the morning. Have a DRP.
Tommy, Tommy, have a DRP. Have a DRP. I'll give you an answer in the morning. Have a DRP.
Will you rate me forever?
Have a DRP.
Will you rate me forever?
I couldn't take it any longer. Thomas driving me crazy. A feeling came upon me like an orgasm. I started swearing to Allah and on my grandmother's anus. I would rape Tom to the end of time. I swore I'd rape Tom to the end of time. So now I'm praying for the end of time to hurry up and get here. Because if I... Sometimes even I need a break for cramming things into Tommy's rear. Who am I kidding? Raping Tommy's the best. I also enjoy cramping on his chest. I'm ready for the end of time. That's all that I can do. Ooh, ooh. I'm praying for the end of time so I can go. I'm raping you. It was a long time ago. It was far away. Like that thing that happened to Perry he won't talk about today. Aaron, look who it is. It's the Nicholas Brothers. They've got their baseball short shorts on and their crop tops and cleats and they've got their rosin bags and their bats and their balls and their mouths full of chard. Spitting and they're adjusting their clutches and they're dancing and dancing and they're choking up on the bats, I see, gentlemen. Going with the spars away.
This should be done.
It never felt so good, it never felt so wrong. I was buttering Tom with an elephant schlong.
Hey, gay boy! You're done!
Yes, Nicholas Brothers, batter up!
You're done, Quincy!
And it's a hit. All right, everybody, thoughts on that. That was quite epic.
I'll be honest, I thought it was pretty catchy.
It was catchy.
It was quite catchy. I agree. It was quite catchy.
Oof. Whoa, that was...
disgusting.
Anyone else?
Disgusting.
It was really a long song.
Absolutely really disgusting.
And a little long.
Well, yes, it was long. It was baseball. It takes some time. And you know how you keep time in a baseball song, don't you?
You follow the bass line.
Quite right, Walter. Quite right. Toodles all. See you soon, Tommy.
Is he still on?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Goodbye.
You know what that song is from?
I can't believe it. I just heard what I just heard.
You know what song? But you know who did that song originally?
No.
Meatloaf. You know what album it was?
I can't believe what I just fucking heard.
You know what album it was on?
I do.
Sure. I'm not a Meatloaf follower. Say,
it's on Red Bat or Blue Bat Out of Hell.
That's funny.
I don't follow Meatloaf.
You don't follow Meatloaf?
I got to have a long conversation with Tom.
Why?
What happened?
This fucking faggot song?
What do you mean?
Police.
But it was mainly about what John did to him, not what Tom did.
And it was like,
it's what he did to that. It's what Tom and Quincy. It's what Quincy fucking did to Tom. He fucking drugged him and raped him.
Yeah, and gave him Stockholm Syndrome. That's why he wants to still get raped all the time.
That happens, and you should.
Why would you?
Before you
he fell in love with his captor.
Can I touch your hand?
Go ahead.
Before you come down hard on Tom, you're in a situation. They say that sometimes when you're in a place for a long time, you get what they call Stockholm Syndrome.
That's right. Yeah, and you start loving your captor.
Right, and maybe that's what happened. I would at least ask him if he's still
there. Why would you sing with a guy who raped you?
Who are you talking to?
Well, we just told you because of Stockholm Syndrome.
Who are you talking to? Let's just finish this show. We have time for one.
Sorry.
All right, that was you?
Yeah.
Okay. What was that?
Me.
It's your phone?
Yeah.
Is that your ringtone? Is Everybody Must Get Stoned?
No.
What song is that?
Everybody Donkey. Must Get Stoned.
It's the Donkey song on T-Mobile.
The Donkey song.
Well, what could we do to wrap it up?
Well, what I would like to do, if I may.
Okay.
I would like to have my board.
We will do
But we did a lot of great stuff today.
We certainly did.
We talked about all the stuff that goes on in Kingdom Hall. Yeah, we talked about...
That I never knew about, I'll say.
We got to hear a little Let Me Rape on it. But you know what we didn't do?
What's that?
And we got to do this the last time, and you know what? I think it's worth trying again.
What are you talking about?
Listen, we talked about heaven, and that's where Bob Hope lives with Lucille
it's
Ball.
It's not. Look.
Can he just finish what he's saying? You're over here doing nothing but negative. He's trying to bring stuff to the show. What are you thinking, Mo?
Oh, he was talking about when we die, we go to a system where there's Bob Hope and Lucille Ball and Marilyn Brando.
Can he just finish what he's talking about?
But what would happen if Bob Hope was in heaven and Scaremaster showed up after he gets in his next skateboard accident?
You know how we could tell?
I
do a little thing that people seem to love. It's time once again for a little thing called Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play.
Okay, guys, here we are. The setting is in Heavenland. Bob Hope is hanging out by the water cooler when suddenly Scaremaster comes in. He's got a skateboard through his head.
Who plays who?
Scaremaster, you're Bob Hope. Dan, you're Scaremaster.
No, let me play Bob
Hope. Okay. Let Don play Bob Hope.
And you're Scaremaster?
And I'm always the Scaremaster.
Okay, talking to the mic.
Well, but how about this? Bob Hope and Marlon Brando are hanging out by the water cooler when Lucille Ball walks by. Okay. Dan, you're Bob Hope.
Thank you.
Scaremaster, you're Marlon Brando. More play.
Hey, I got to tell you, boy. Hey, I'll tell you, this heaven is something that's wild, boy. Hey, Marlon, what's up with you?
Not much. How you doing?
Hey, here's some water.
I'm not thirsty.
Hey, is that Lucille Ball?
Suddenly, Lucille Ball walks by. Hi, guys.
Hey, Lucy. Looking
Hi,
good.
Bob Hope.
Hello, Lucille.
Who's your Italian friend?
That's Marlon Brando.
Oh, my God. He got so big and fat. Boy, oh, boy. Boy, oh,
no,
boy. Hey, you know, what'd you do, go to the Olive Garden for all you can eat and eat all the Olive Garden? Boy, you got fat, Marlon Brando. Look how fat you are.
You won't be like that in the new system.
Why?
You lose weight in the new
system?
Because
in the new system, everything will be perfect.
Let's say you were heavy set or big boned, as they call it.
It's not going to be like that.
But when you go to...
Look.
So stop. How much is... Marlon Brando, how much is my friend Perry going to weigh in prison heaven? Because he already weighs 230
prison
pounds.
Prison heaven?
What's it called? System.
The new Jehovah's Heavenly Kingdom. It's in the Bible, man.
Yeah, but you're a non-Trinitarian, so, you know, I...
Why have I never read this in the Bible?
Because you guys don't read scriptures.
What are you talking about?
Revelation 21:3-4.
What does that say?
God will wipe out every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more.
That sounds like a bummer.
Neither will mourning, nor outcry, nor pain be anymore. The former things have passed away.
Hey, Marlon. Hey, Marlon, I saw some videos of you making out with a dude. How about a kiss for me?
Yeah, Marlon Brando, you sure do like the dudes. Why don't you make out with
Bob Hope? You know what? If you say that shit again, we're done.
Why are you so upset, Marlon Brando?
Before you give your social media... And by the way, if you say we're done again, I am not signing one more fucking board of yours. And by the way, on this one, how much money do we get? Because on the other one, we
signed
a bunch
of... Because how many boards are there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 8.
There's enough.
There's 8. You got to talk by the mic or we're not doing
anything.
Don't
drop the boards. Respect the boards, Scaremaster.
Come over here. Come over here and sit down. Sit down. Sit down. What are you doing?
Respect.
You respect the podcast.
Marlon Brando, is there anything you'd like to say to Bob Hope about being in the system?
Hey, kiss me, boy.
And they kiss, and they kiss.
No kiss fucking way.
Like Italian.
No
like
fucking
Italians.
Way.
Like Italians.
No fucking way.
Like Marlon Brando. Come on, Marlon Brando and Bob Hope have a big smooch. Thanks.
God, what did I fucking say?
What?
I don't know. I wasn't.
There is no physical contact with the two of you ever again.
You did not have a physical contact.
God fucking damn it, I said no.
You're talking about Marilyn Brando and Bob Hope.
Yeah, just one kiss.
Fuck you.
That's no way to talk in heaven. No. And that's Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play. Let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
You know, that one might have been one of the worst Mole Plays. It was like
it seems
you
really
even
tense
there.
In there, Jim Bob Hope.
I really think my Bob Hope was good. Your Marlon Brando was average at best. And your Lucille Ball, I didn't even see that coming.
I didn't know where that came from.
That was really good. Thank you. Well, you know what? It is time to wrap up this fun fest, and we've been here. So if you would like, how could people get in touch with you on the social media if they needed to do that?
On social media?
That's what I asked.
You can contact me at scaryperry at WCH on Twitter and Instagram.
And Mole, how can people get in touch with you?
Leading up to Super Tuesday, I'll be speaking in Texas. I'll be in Houston on Thursday, then in Austin on Friday. I'll be moving on to some other key battleground states. And don't forget that my opponent showed his ding-dong on the internet, and I never did that. I'll also be speaking at a bunch of town halls coming up, and you can watch me. Also,
coming,
if you want to donate to my funds, remember it's mole4prez.
Coming soon.
Scare myself. I didn't
interrupt
your stuff.
Why are you interrupting
him? Go ahead. Finish.
Go ahead, Mole.
If you want to make a if you want to contribute to the campaign, it's mole4prez.org. And hey, just keep all the money, all the support coming in. That's great. Thank you. We reached our goal this month, but hey, we'd like to reach.
What was your goal? I'll tell you. All right.
What? Coming to Cameo.
$750,000.
Coming to Cameo. And
why don't you wait until you get on there before you start announcing it?
You look like
coming
you're on
Cameo
Oreo.
On Patreon soon.
Because you're fat.
I lost 20 fucking pounds.
You're still fat.
I know I'm still fat. Yeah. I got to lose about another 25.
Okay, well, listen, let's send it back to Don and Mary Jane in the studio.
Wait, we got to resign these.
Okay, well, no, we can sign them out there when we take our pictures. So right now.
I think the people want to see them.
What's that?
Should we just quickly sign them? Here, toss them over here. Let's just quickly sign them. I already signed this one.
That one's already signed.
Sign it again?
That one's already signed.
Do you want us to say anything?
Sign it respectfully, please.
Should I write Mole again?
Yeah, if you...
Mole again.
Be respectful.
Okay, I put respectfully. Is that
I wanted you to sign it.
I'm going to make sunglasses on the guy.
Here. Go right there. This one for you. Mole. I'll say this one.
Look, I made game sunglasses.
That's badass.
Yeah.
Here, let me see this one. Here's
you're not respecting my... Ah! So I'm going to beat your fucking ass, you son of a bitch!
Who?
Who are you talking to?
You cocksucker!
Why? What did I do?
You got no fucking respect for me!
What did I do?
Or my fucking products!
Don't touch me!
Yeah, it's not cool. It's not cool to threaten people. We're making
you
money.
I
signed
them
right
for you, dude.
And put respectfully.
What? You signed right, that one. You signed that one. I signed that.
Yeah. Okay. We're just trying to do this as quickly as possible.
God damn you, son of bitches!
Already signed this a couple
don't
times.
Don't you blaspheme, scare us.
Hey, let's take some pictures for the thing real quick, and then we'll sign these out there.
I didn't get to do my stand-up.
All right, let's do
stand-up?
Yes, I got my stand-up.
Why don't you go upstairs and do it?
No.
Why not?
I'm going to only do it in here. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going upstairs to do
nobody stand-up. Wants to see that in here.
Okay, let's just try this, and then we'll do your stand-up during our promo. Okay, get ready with your stand-up. Hey, it's your old pal, Don.
Hey, Mole.
Wait, can I at least try to introduce you?
I screwed it up.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be bad yet. Okay, this week on Simply Don the Podcast, I'm here with the big three again. Someone was a little hot under the collar.
What did I do?
Not you. You were wonderful, Mole. But Perry was here, and he made a demand that he could do his stand-up during the podcast. We didn't have time because he was too busy.
Can we
We're going to do it right now.
Oh, God.
We're doing it right now.
Okay, how many jokes do you have?
So do you want it to be like you're in a
comedy
club?
Let me do it right now.
You want to act like you're in a comedy club?
Yeah, let me bring you up.
I'll be the audience. Okay. You be the MC. I'll be the audience.
Hey, dude in the front row, what's your problem, man?
Hey, you're the best, Dan. You're the best, man.
Thank you. Hey, this next guy you're going to hate. This is a minute of that you'll never be able to get back. Put your hands together for Scary Perry F. Caravello.
I'm going to put my hands together and pay for the check and get out of here.
Why are high school girls always so hot? Oh. Well, you have gym class.
They're high school girls.
Yeah, high school girls. You got gym class.
Yeah,
and then you got cheerleaders. And I love
I thought only your church molested kids.
And they were always a cheap date, too, because back when I used to take them out on dates, it was always, they would always order off the kids' menu. Ow, ow, ow!
Why are you yelling?
And after my ex-wife threw me out, I was banging the 16-year-old chick from down the block.
That's illegal. That's statutory rape.
It certainly is.
Yeah, I picked her up about 6:30 in the morning. Fuck her till 8 in the morning.
You're a rape victim, but you're actually a rapist.
Just so you know,
then go to work.
The podcast has nothing to do with
it. And that's how I used to start my day.
By raping children?
Why can't all days start like that? Well,
by
when I was a teenager.
Because you'd be in jail.
When I was a teenager, girls had zits. And now they got jizz on their fucking heads.
What?
Ow, ow!
Who helped you write this?
And how about these escort services?
How about
Where can you find a good prostitute these days?
Wait a minute. Is
Go to your
cool?
mom's house.
Mom's dead. She's been buried for years.
Yeah,
that never
that's
stopped
when you get her.
Her.
That's what you get her.
Back in the 80s and 90s, it was so much easier.
Not for you doing comedy.
Thank God I never got a disease because back then, I was banging a lot of filthy skanks.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
in your
yeah.
religion, do they approve of this?
No. Not even. No, I wasn't.
But your Navajo can't see in here. We're in the cellar.
When my mother saw my penny saver back in the 80s.
She said, put it on the floor. You're going to piddle again.
No, she turned to a page and there was a ton of escort ads.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, shit.
There's my mom.
And then it's like.
Take him out there.
Well, you know. Yeah, well, she freaked out one day when she came home from work, and I had this $100 big titted hooker up.
Hold on. This is a long promo. This is over a minute. You're supposed to do a minute of comedy, and you went.
You spent the whole time talking about raping children,
right?
Dude.
So that's this week, Simply Don the podcast.
I didn't even talk about my daughter. I mean, my
ex-wife.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, let's just take a couple quick pics out here, and then we can let Mo go. I know you have a dinner you have to go.
Next time on the show, I'm doing my stand-up without any interruptions.
Show's over, Perry. God damn it.
Ow, ow!
Boy, it really doesn't change. And I think what we've got to do is make these shows a little more exciting. We've got to have some big special guests when we do a big three. I don't know what happened here. But anyway, so we'll do that. Now, before we go on, we got one last little segment with everyone's old pal, Schizo Surfer.
Nope. Don, we have to address T-shirt news. First of all, the flash sale is being processed, and the orders will be shipped out as soon as possible.
That's right. So you're going to get your debate T-shirts very soon. And I think either the end of the month or next month, the start of the month or whatever, we're going to have a big three T-shirt pin hat sale.
Is that April you're speaking of?
I don't know. Yeah, probably, yes.
The beginning of April.
Probably. It's a T-shirt with the Big Three logo. It's a pin, a very special pin that a lot of big companies use. And there's also a hat, and you'll get a choice of a hat, a regular baseball cap, or what do they call it, a stocking cap?
A beanie.
Beanie. Yeah, so you're going to get your choice of those, and we're going to have a flash sale. We are trying to get these out as quick as possible, and we need money to keep this Scaremaster dickhead going. So please help us by buying that little package. Yes, Mary Jane, you were
done. In other T-shirt news, you received a few packages.
Yes.
This first one is from Andrew Masiziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziz M-I-C.
What kind of shirt did they give me?
So.
Ooh.
They sent you.
They sent
you
a picture of themselves.
Giuliano's suits for fancy lads.
Suits for fancy lads.
And
you know what that's from?
That's from
the old commercial,
the vintage one that some college students made. Maybe that's a college student
all
grown. Yeah, it was a college project.
No, I don't think that was. Maybe they started in college many years ago.
That song, that little vintage clip.
That wasn't a college.
Okay, well, my memory's clear.
Did I get any other T-shirts? Now, what we're talking about here, people are sending me T-shirts and a 2XL because I am trying to set some sort of record. And I kind of blew it by wearing a different shirt, but it was the same style of shirt. And the streak of how many in a row I wore is over, but I'm still continuing on with this. Okay. Today is my 789th shirt that I've worn on 790 days. Yeah, pretty good. So I'm still asking for help. I may have to start over again for the consecutive streak, but I'm still showing how many shirts. One fuck up, man. I fucked up. All right, in that box with that shirt, why is the red box even here? Now that's funny. And we got this. What is this one?
This one is from
Lisa Jablonski. Says Don and Mole are perfect gentlemen. And then has a picture of us. And I will tell you this. Lisa's a very nice girl. And she sent me a nice pink shirt. Pink is for girls, all right?
You're a pretty girl.
Yes, I am. And I will wear that. Do we receive any others?
Yes, you received one more.
And it's a package with, they sent me a bunch of patches from the RCMP GRC police. I don't know what that is.
So this package is from SMG, no name, just initials, in Canada. And you receive two shirts and those things, those patches are from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Royal Canadian Mounted Police. I've got three patches. That's very good.
And two T-shirts.
And I got two T-shirts from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. So that's very nice. So if you would like to help out and send some shirts, they're in 2XL, and tell them where to send them, Mary Jane.
Don Barris, 7190 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, LA, CA, 90046.
That's exactly right. So, now to wrap up today's show, I got a chance to talk to Schizo. And truly, Schizo was almost out when there was a mix-up about going to an Ozzy Osbourne CD signing. Now, I went into this and I explained it a little bit more, but I spent over $40 letting this thing happen. And no thanks from this guy. None whatsoever. It really pissed me off.
Done. About 3 days later on the phone, he said, thank you to me and you.
But he didn't thank me.
He said he did in the car at some point, but I didn't know
he was
in
the
car.
He was never in the car.
You didn't pick him up from there.
So he lied to you. And that's really cool. You know, he puts me through so much shit. And I actually received a message from somebody talking about last week's show when I had you were down there over at the Comedy Store with Brenda, Miss Burbank, and her friend and business partner. And somebody said to me, wow, at first when I saw that there were going to be three girls talking, I thought it was going to be boring like a Schizo show, but it turned out to be great. So people are not happy with Schizo. And anyway, I did a little interview with them.
I think to top it off, we have the iPod incident, which has been going on all year long.
And it continues to go on because he continues to lose his iPod. He continues to feel that I owe it to him to fill that iPod up again. And I do every time. But for some reason, he screwed this up and I couldn't get into it. And I told him to get a new one. He wouldn't do it. He couldn't get a new one. Well, the other day, I took him and I went to Apple. I got it all straightened out and I set his iPod straight and I put a lot of music on there. So I did a little interview with him and there were some questions from the fans and I asked him these questions.
Did you get to put his new Ozzy CD on his iPod?
No, I did not.
Okay.
But if he came back again, I could do it better.
Oh, good.
Oh, good is right. But let's get to that. Let's wrap up this show.
Take it away.
I have here in the studio at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, our old pal, Schizophrenic Surfer. Hi, Schizo.
Hey, hey, hey. Hi, everybody. How y'all doing?
They're all answering you individually. Reason I brought you in here, because I haven't been able to talk to you since I last saw you at the Ozzy thing over at the Amoeba Records.
Yeah.
I know that was after we thought it was originally on Thursday, and you fucking lied to me. You said you were going to do it, and then just canceled it out without calling anybody or doing anything. Okay. And then on Friday, you went. And I want to know, did you have a good time?
I had the time of my life.
Did you really? Why? What was so fun?
It was fun. I thought the variety of people and just the people, their general color of people and their hair, and a lot of guys, the girls, a lot of guys had long black hair, and it looked like total heavy metal people. And I always loved listening to Black Sabbath as a little boy.
Did you get along with them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, you went with Quinn, and Stardust met you up there. How did Quinn do?
Oh, Quinn was great. But I was just going for the Call of the Wild. I was just getting irate, man. I had a little bit of pot on me.
Would you talking to Mike?
I had a little bit of pot on me, and before I got started with the Periscope, I took a big rip off some weed, because everybody in line, I could see other people in line lighting up too. So I went ahead and followed suit and took like one hit off my pipe, and then I started interviewing people, and then every once in a while I just go, "Woo, cock-a-doodle-doo."
Why would you say that?
I don't know. Just being funny.
How was Stardust? Did she enjoy herself?
Yeah, Stardust had a good time. She was with us the whole way.
Did?
And she got right in. She got into the Amoeba Records music shop.
Didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I did.
So you both did.
We both did. She was right next to me. But when we got up into where Ozzy's room, and the lady came up to a certain point, and he checked me, said I could go in, and then she checked Stardust, and Stardust information didn't check out, because Stardust didn't buy, wasn't there in time to get the
CD,
CD, I guess. Or, yeah, the CD. And so...
So what'd they do?
A lady had to tell startups that she had to go and leave and go back outside.
And what did she do?
She was heartbroken.
And what happened from there?
So then I walked up to Ozzy and... I just said, "Hey, Ozzy, that's a really bitchin' cross, a golden cross, and those golden bracelets." And then I had my hand in my pocket, And I looked up this bowl of weed, and I said, "You want to smoke a bowl of indica with me?"
What'd he say?
He seemed kind of loud. And he said, oh, darn you. I'd love to. I'd love to, but I really can't."
So that was the whole day.
Yeah. I mean, I got there at 8, and...
So Stardust never got to see him?
The funniest thing...
Stardust
never got to see him. But the funniest thing when I said that to Ozzy was everybody around the table just got and busted up.
What does that mean?
They just laughed a little bit about it. Hmm.
Well, I was just wondering. It seems like you had a wonderful time. Would you say you had a wonderful time?
Yeah, and I really want to tell you once again, thanks for rescuing us with the 3 bags of chips and the fried chicken. Fried chicken was excellent, and the chips. You know, I whipped out that.
Talking in the mic.
I whipped out that not only this big piece of chicken, but that bag of salt and vinegar chips, like my favorite chips. You know, I'm just going, "Wow, Don, right on. Don's really thinking the right things."
How'd you pay for the CD?
Now,
you had said before you went that somebody owed you money and you could pay for it yourself. How'd you eventually get the money?
I don't know.
Did Quinn give you $20?
Quinn gave me $20.
Yeah, that was the money I gave to him.
Yeah.
That was the money I gave to him.
Yeah. Thank you so much,
Don.
Well,
why didn't you thank me the day it happened? Why did it take so long to thank
me? I thought
me?
I did.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I don't know what to say. Sorry that Stardust didn't get in.
I know.
And I'm sorry that I paid all that money to buy you food, buy you a CD, get all that shit, not even get a thanks for it, and you got a chance to have a wonderful day. So let's send it back to Mary Jane and Don. All right, as Schizo goes, I realized something. I took some questions from people, and I wanted to reach him. So I'm going to try to call him back. It's usually very hard to get him.
Hello?
Schizo, where are you?
I'm here at the bus stop. Waiting to get on the bus.
All right. I forgot to ask you some questions. Do you have time to take some questions?
Sure.
Okay. I'll ask you, and I want you to be honest about all these, all right?
Okay.
All right, hold on. Did you enjoy the show today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I need to know these questions and answer as honestly as you can. Will this be the last time I have to put music on your iPod?
I don't know.
Okay. You recently got a $150 fine for trying to beat the fare on the train. On your breathoscope, you said it was my fault. How was that my fault?
It wasn't. I never said it was your fault. What I said, before I even said anything about it, I said to everybody who was listening, I said, "Now you guys, I'm gonna tell you something about something, and I want you guys not to be sure and believe that I'm not saying any of this that I don't mean that anybody's to blame but me." And so then I said, "Well, what was it done?"
What was what? You blame me for getting the $150 fine.
Oh, yeah. And I said, I want to tell you guys something, but I don't want you guys to think that I'm blaming it on anybody but myself.
Okay, the first part was confusing.
So I told everybody about the $150 fine. Immediately, everybody started saying that I was saying I was blaming it on you, and I said, you guys, I just told you, I said I'm not blaming it on anybody but myself.
Okay, so what they did is they said that it was me, so I don't believe that. All right, so you didn't blame me. Are you blaming it on Mary Jane?
No, I'm not blaming it on anybody but myself. I take total responsibility.
No, I've been watching a number of your breathoscopes, which your fans happen to love. Do you know that? They love them.
Okay.
All right, I want to throw a bunch of names at you, and I would like you to tell me what you think about each person, okay?
Okay.
Dustin Hedberg.
At first, you know, when I first started finding out about the guy, I thought he was kind of a jerk because he said some pretty gnarly, nasty things towards me. But then I met him on a something, maybe Windy Supreme Weekend here at the Comedy Store or something. I met him, and then he seemed to be a lot cooler in person than he was without being to see who I was hearing all this stuff from.
Eddie Torres.
Eddie Torres seems pretty cool.
Hiroshima Nagasaki.
Oh, I love Hiroshima Nagasaki.
Gregory Von Twinkle.
He's all right.
What does that mean?
He's a nice guy. I met him at something, another Windy Supreme or something.
Old Man G.
I think Old Man G is a good guy.
Fizzle Cleazy.
Yeah, he's cool.
Harry Scrote. Harry Scrote. Harry Scrote or Harry Scrote?
Yeah, he's cool.
Tombstone.
Tombstone's great. He's the greatest.
Do you really mean that?
Yes, Tombstone's quite a guy, man. I really give handed to Tombstone, man. I can't put him down. He's really important in the world.
One of your more recent periscopes, you were threatening the fans with physical harm. Do you think threatening the fans is the best way to get back in the Ding Dong Show?
Absolutely not. It's just taking another step backwards.
You are the former alpha male of the Ding Dong Show. The Ding Dong Show is looking for a new one. Do you think AJKLMN816 would make a good alpha male? Why or why not?
I'm not sure about him.
The internet is saying that Lucio is dead.
The internet?
And you said that you killed him. Is that true?
That's not true. Lucio's fine. Lucio isn't dead. He's still living and he's still hanging around L.A., going round and round L.A., picking up recyclables.
Okay. What is going on with your mouth? Why does it look like there are burns all over your lips?
I don't know. Probably from smoking.
The fans are saying you lost the CD that you had signed by Ozzy Osbourne and that you replaced it with an exact replica. Is that true?
Now, where would I get an exact replica?
You said that you're trying to become a rap star. Can I hear one of your latest raps?
Oh, yeah, baby, just walking down Hollywood Boulevard, grooving to the sound. All the boys are looking at you, baby, just trying to fix your shoe. Stealing the show is like Manny Moe and Jack. I mean, Moe, Larry, and Curly could really smell her from a mile away. And everybody who's digging through Hollywood just like a buzz, but my fair lady, she's the one like Marilyn Monroe who I share a birthday party. Thank you.
Do you have any rap songs about me?
I could probably do some.
All right, well, listen.
Maybe I'll have, that's what I'll do for your birthday. I'll have a whole Don... Barris rap song ready for your birthday.
Well, that sounds very interesting. Anyway, let's...
It will be, I guarantee it will be good, and I and then you will like it. Because I'm getting very good with rap now.
Schizo, we've gone quite a long time. We have to send it back to Don and Mary Jane in the studio.
Well, it's been a pleasure here. Been on the...
Schizo, we have to send it back to Don and Mary Jane. Say, take it away.
Okay, everybody, take it away.
Well, that's Schizo for you.
If you wanted to get in touch with us on the social media, Mary Jane, how would they go about getting in touch with you?
More importantly, every single Monday night at the world-famous comedy store is the Ding Dong Show at 10 p.m. And if you can't be there in person, which we'd much prefer you to be there in person, you can watch it live stream on YouTube channel The Ding Dong Show starting at 10:30 p.m. Also, most of the time you can catch the pre-show on Bariscope. That's A with a circle, Simply Don 1. Also, on Facebook, please join the Big 3 Fan Club, Simply Don the Podcast Fan Club, and the Ding Dong Show Fan Club. On Reddit, we have our official account is SDTPN.
So that's SDTPN, Simply Don the Podcast Network.
Yes.
But Mary Jane, here's my question. You always start out with all the things that if people wanted to get in touch with us here at the show. But what about you? What if somebody wanted to contact with you and say, my goodness, Mary Jane, you sure are pretty.
Thank you. On Instagram, A with the circle, THESMOKINGMARYJANE. And for Twitter, after the A with the circle, please remove the THE. Thank you.
No, thank you. If you want to get in touch with me, I'm at SimplyDon1 on Twitter. I'm at Don Barris on Facebook. My Instagram and my Bariscope are also at SimplyDon1 with the number one. But Mary Jane...
Goodbye!
No, not yet. No. We're not ready to say goodbye. Because I said we had a long show and now it's time to say goodbye! We'll be right back.
so you're making your way to the bus.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that make sense? So what are you doing right now? Where are you?
I'm in my bedroom eating pizza.
What did I just tell you to fucking say? What did I just get fucking done telling you to say? I said you're on the way. You're trying to catch the bus. You just left the studio. Holy fuck, man.
Okay. STTPN, Simply Done.